Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Steve, time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, our friend Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Do it.
Angel of the Winds Arena is located in what PNW city?
Everett.
Yes. What animals live in a lodge?
Bear?
No.
Wolves?
No.
Foxes?
No. Somnoplasty is a procedure designed to help with what?
Say it again.
Somnoplasty is a procedure designed to help with what?
Smelling?
No.
Pass.
How many days is Kwanzaa? What's that?
15?
No.
12?
No.
10?
No. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which actor was listed as boy in police station in the credits?
Ooh, pass.
Phuket is the largest island of what country?
Thailand.
Yes. Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy is a song from what cartoon?
Oh, my gosh. Ren and Stimpy?
Yes. An ingredient in sushi, what is nori?
Eel.
No.
Right.
No.
Seaweed.
Yes! We got you down for 4, Alan.
Terrible.
Oh, it'll be okay. Will it?
We'll see. I don't know. Steve probably knows a few of those.
He might. He might not. We'll find out.
I'm on a quest for 400 before the year's over.
Well, are you feeling ready?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Angel of the Winds Arena is located in what PNW city?
That would be Everett.
It would be.
And we'll be there on Friday.
You know it.
Unwrapped.
What animals live in a lodge?
Bears.
No.
Chipmunks.
No.
Beavers.
Yes. Somnoplasty is a procedure designed to help with what?
Fat?
No.
Pimples?
No.
Hair loss?
No. How many days is Kwanzaa?
12.
No.
1.
No.
3?
No. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which actor was listed as boy in police station?
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Yes. Phuket is the largest island of what country?
Thailand?
Yes. Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy is a song from what cartoon?
Ren and Stimpy.
Correct. An ingredient in sushi, what is nori?
Nori is rice.
No.
Seaweed.
Yes. What decade were golf carts introduced in the U.S.?
Let's go 50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. The pine cone is the state flower of what New England state?
Massachusetts.
No.
Maine.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 8 correct, and that is a big victory, 8-4. Sorry, Alan.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best.
I feel like you might benefit from somnoplasty, Steve. It is designed to help with snoring.
Oh, I definitely could benefit from that. And just talk to my wife about that one.
Kwanzaa is 7 days.
If only Adam Sandler would sing a song about it, I would know that.
There you go. Time for another. How close are we up to 400 now? Or what is it?
12 wins away.
12 wins away from 400. And then you'll take us to breakfast.
I'm not taking you. I said I'll get you breakfast.
Oh, you'll get us. You're going to bring the breakfast?
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're going to be sharing a donut, Darren.
I know.
Like a muffin.
Codes for Kids is happening right now, Rockaholics, and our goal for this season is to raise $50,000. We would love your help in getting there, and for just $25, you can put one coat on a local child in need.
Yeah, like Jeremy Dinning donated $25. That's one brand new coat on a kid in need. Also, we've got David Harden donated $69, joining the 69 Club, nice. As well as Daniel Flores. We are getting closer and closer to 20,000, but we're still not that close, so any amount can help.
Go to KISW.com and give to Coats for Kids. Anytime you go grocery shopping, there's something new that catches your eye, and occasionally one of us will pick that thing up and bring it into the studio.
Yes.
And that is where we came up with the idea called, What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
I've got something in the bag.
Lord.
I know I scare you guys. Every time I bring something in, I'm always like, they're gonna hate it. And I'm not sure. I brought this in because I feel like whenever I go to the grocery store, I am inundated. I don't know if you feel the same way, with unique and different versions of Cheetos.
Oh, boy.
So in the bag. So let's give a quick history lesson. Because the Cheetos have been around since the 40s, but it was around like, what, the 80s or the 90s? They had a movie kind of loosely based on the story, but everything changed when they became the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
So what I found, I'm like, I cannot believe we have all these different versions of Cheetos. I found the Flaming Hot Fiery Skulls.
Whoa.
Perfect for Halloween, because I think that's when I got them. Oh, good.
What's the expiration date, Steve?
Let's not worry about that. I'm sure forever. And the Flaming Hot Dill Pickle Cheetos.
Okay, my mouth literally just started watering.
Those look delicious.
I'm excited.
Right. I was like, how do we have so many different versions? Are you guys Cheetos people?
I mean, I don't eat them regularly, but when I have an opportunity to have a Cheeto, I'm like, damn, this is one of the greatest snacks ever created.
Did you ever watch that movie Flaming Hot? It was directed by Eva Longoria.
No.
It came out, I think, in 2023. And the whole thing is about how the Flaming Hot Cheetos were introduced by this guy by the name of Richard Montañez. And he was a janitor at Frito-Lay. And it was his idea.
Whoa.
And they took it and it blew up. And then he became like a big executive. Although now there's also some controversy saying none of that's true. Oh. It's all fabricated. So take that information with whatever, with a grain of Cheetos. Which one do you want to go with first?
Ooh, I kind of feel like I want to try the dill pickle first because I feel like the skulls might destroy our palate a little bit.
Yeah, I do like that, like, flaming hot every single time you try. No, I love them. Don't get me wrong. But I always, like, think that they're going to be a lot worse than they are.
Yeah.
And they're never that hot. I'm always like, I'm good.
These smell hot and dilly.
Hot and dilly.
Hot and dilly. Hot and dilly. Hot and dilly.
No.
All right, I'm going to just pour a couple in my hand. Here you go. Oh, they look very hot.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really excited.
So these are the Flaming Hot Dill Pickle Cheetos.
Oh. I also feel like they should have been green. Anyone else? Like the green hot, you know?
Oh, I can really smell them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You smell the dill, right?
Yep.
Yes. My entire mouth is watering.
You love anything that's dill. Look how many she took. She took like a whole set. Like, usually she'll just take one.
The bag's half empty now.
I'm really at.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how do you even recover from this? This is the best one.
This is my new favorite Cheeto.
Mm-hmm. It's a little hot. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I love the dill aftertaste.
Oh, these are so fantastic.
So wait, have I redeemed myself? Of all the things I've ever brought in, this might be the first one that Taryn likes.
This is significantly better than the sweet potato pie, I can tell you that.
What about the walking tamales?
Oh my God. These are a treasure.
10 out of 10 recommend.
The bag's gone, guys. I'm sorry.
Danny's left with the bag. The only thing is, if you're not a fan of spicy, and I know it sounds like an oxymoron, like, you don't get the spicy Cheetos, but sometimes, like you said, like, oh, it is very spicy. Sometimes things say they're spicy, but they're not that spicy at all. Or they say they're sour. They're not very sour. This is freaking spicy.
These do have a little kick to them. It's not, I like spicy, though. I like to punish myself with spice.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So these aren't,
that's what Brad,
these aren't too terrible for me. But I am a little worried about the skulls.
I am worried, too, now, because I thought these were going to be the tamer of the two when it came to spice. Now here we have flaming hot, fiery skulls.
Is it just because they're skulls? Is that why you're scared? Because they're probably the same flavor as just regular flaming hot.
Well, I don't know. Is it? Did the flaming hot ones, the regular ones, have the word fiery on the bag? Because I'm worried that these are slightly more flaming than the regular flaming.
These are some big ass looking skulls, too.
Like, this looks like an onion ring. Did you check the expiration date, Danny?
Oh, no, I didn't. Let's see.
Oh, October 21st, 2025.
You know, it's fine. It's only a couple of months.
It hasn't been moldy.
But, yeah.
All right, here we go.
How cute these, the skulls are so cute.
Oh, boy. I don't mind these.
They are hotter than the other one.
But I definitely, if I had to pick between the two, I think highly recommend the dill pickle ones.
That is the goat of Cheetos to me now. I don't think I'll ever...
Whoa. Are you okay?
I don't think I'll ever find a greater Cheeto. I think they nailed it.
With the pickle one.
The crunch on the regular Cheeto or this Cheeto is the greatest.
Are you okay? Are the fiery skulls getting to you?
Yes. Greatest mouthfeel. I don't like the mouthfeel of the puffs as much. My eyes are watering now. My mouth is watering. My eyes are watering. Everything is watering.
It's funny how people's tastes are different. Like the puffy ones, they didn't like get me as bad with the spice.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Which one was spicier for you, Daniel?
The pickle for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I think you just love dill so much that you want to go past the taste.
I'm blinded by it.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to be off tomorrow because Steve and Taryn can't handle the spice.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of its chorus? If so, you won't believe this. We have tickets to give away to see Lamb of God. And that show is happening on March 31st at WAMU Theater. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play the game Hook or Shook at 920.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no interest. integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets for Lamb of God at WAMU Theater on March 31st. Alonzo from Des Moines is our contestant this morning. What's up, Alonzo?
Lamb of God,
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me, Taryn Bailey.
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will Taryn be helping you or will it be yours truly? It's Taryn Daly.
All right, Alonzo, this is your clip.
That would be Sublime, Smoke Two Joints.
Nailed it.
I smoke two joints a night.
I could be wrong. I'm not a lyrics guy, but I think they like the marijuana.
Just a little bit.
Like the jazz tactic.
The jazz tactic. The devil's lettuce.
Alonzo, you just made that look so easy. Now it's my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip.
Is there a theme?
Yeah, apparently.
Is it 420? Yeah, what day is it? That would be Tom Petty, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
I don't really know. I didn't mean that to happen, but it just happened.
Do you have pot on the brain, Danny?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Alonzo.
Right on.
That was a fun little theme there. Man, I'm vibing.
Now, what would be your all-time favorite song about the marijuana?
Ooh, maybe because I got high.
Oh, Afro Man.
Afro Man, yeah. That's a good one.
It might be Last Dance for Mary Jane.
Sweet Leaf, Black Sabbath. That might have to be it.
You're right, because that's the first song that introduced me to Black Sabbath. Mm-hmm. My brother played that for me as a kid. I didn't know what he was singing about. I just thought it was cool that he started the song coughing.
That's a good part, for
I
sure.
I could sing along to that part. I was like 7 or 8 years old, and my brother's like, listen to this. And I thought it was the coolest freaking thing, and that made me a fan of Black Sabbath.
And the Devil's Lettuce.
Coughing.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can pick up the phone and call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. And it's brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And Tony from Bremerton is on hold. He has something to chat with you about, Steve, and it's from the world of wrestling.
Let's go.
We're going to chat with Tony Brother. In just a second. But first, I want to get caught up with Ashley from Burlington. Ashley, you're dealing with some flooding right now. Tell us what's going on.
Off of Port Higgins Road, there's just a lot of creeks and overflow spillage, and so they're evacuating the local community members around there. Skagit River's supposed to crest at some point today.
And where do you work, Ashley? How far away from work are you?
I'm about 45 minutes away.
Damn, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of footage of just different areas and just like the impact that the flooding's having on everybody. I just like, man, I just feel for everybody that has been displaced from their home or just having a hard time just getting around because of the floods.
Yeah, there's a lot of farming community up there, so it's just like it's a bunch of lakes up there. Yeah.
Well, be safe, Ashley, all right? Thanks for checking in.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
Take care. You too.
Tony from Bremerton, you have something to chat with Steve about regarding the world of wrestling.
Yeah, I was wanting to know what was Steve doing this Saturday because I'm throwing something on the grill. I'm cracking open some men's room. I may indulge in a little bit of the devil's lettuce because this Saturday is John Cena's last match and we're all going out with a bang.
I know. It's going to be on Peacock, and it's going to be a special time. It's just very and John's been very... A lot of people retire, and then they decide that they're going to come back. Like Philip Rivers, maybe, for example. But John Cena's like, I am fully done. I do believe that. But my daughter is so selfish that it's her birthday that day, and I'm going to Great Wolf Lodge. So I'm going to miss them. I'm going to have to watch it back because, obviously, this is a huge time for wrestling fans. It's a historic moment, John Cena's last match. But I'm not going to be able to watch it live.
Yeah, I'm super excited. My son's been a fan since he was little, I've been a fan since I was little, so, I mean, we're all getting ready for it. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's been a fun run too for his last few matches. Like he's been doing a great job.
Now I don't know if this is still the true statistic, but at one point wasn't John Cena the person that had granted more wishes with the Make-A-Wish Foundation than any other celebrity? And I just think that is the coolest thing.
And we're not even just talking about like a couple hundred. I think it's like 400 or 500 Make-A-Wish. Like and for the longest time, he was adamant that they didn't make it public. Like, he was just doing it because he loved to do it. This was important to him. It's such a cool story about John Cena. Like, and then the WWE was just like, look, we need for you to be more public about this because it'll help make a wish. It'll help everything. Like, more people will want to do it. Like, I get that you're doing this because you're not doing it for the fame part. Like, you're doing this because you care. But it does help for you. That's why whenever people give like celebrities a hard time about being public about the good things that they do, it does help the organization. And at the end of the day, it's not what we're hoping to do. And yeah, you're absolutely right. He has granted more Make-A-Wishes than anybody.
What a stud.
The best.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics and we have Michael from Seattle who wants to talk about a comment. What comment is that?
Well, I've been going through a bunch of mixed feelings since Ace passed away. And yeah, Gene, let's just say he can make the news, put it that way.
Absolutely.
But when they made 2014 Hall of Fame, I had the Rolling Stone and referring to a reunion. And the reaction I got from the article is like, it'd be the worst thing in the world. And I just think all the personality differences and stubbornness, you know, I'm a sentimental person. There should have been some sentimentalism that, hey, we can do this. We can film it. And people that have never seen the original, there's so many things that could have happened. I just thought it was handled very poorly. And that's an understatement.
I think there's a dynamic between there's a dynamic between Paul and Gene and Ace and Peter that I think we just don't get. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think that there's like two business guys and then there's two rock stars in a sense. Yeah. And like, I think that was a tough thing. Like, you have guys who like to party and then you have guys who like to think about partying, but really are just about the business end of music, and they're all talented. But I think that was probably the biggest separation between those two camps.
Also, I'm a big fan of the fact that they had some balance, you know? Like a little from column A, a little from column B.
I do think a lot of it was handled poorly. And I think even Gene, I'm happy that he did come out and say, hey, maybe I should have chosen my words a little bit wiser. I think sometimes he's a little too robotic. And I don't think he realizes that, like, you know, there are people who genuinely are heartbroken about Ace's passing. And I think he is, too. I just think he goes about it a little bit different than some.
He is very different.
That being said, I wish when they were inducted into the Hall of Fame that they could have just put their issues aside. And I bet now looking back on it, I bet they wish too, because you just don't know when someone's going to leave us.
That's very
and
true.
And what a powerful thing that would have been if all four of them could have been on stage one last time to celebrate a band that really like has inspired so many. I know it's a very polarizing band, but at the end of the day, they sold hundreds of millions of records and sold out thousands about thousands of venues. Like, they clearly have a fan base, myself included, and it would have been cool to have that one last performance from the four.
Absolutely. And by the way, Steve Miggs, how far out can you stick your tongue? Are you almost as good as Gene Simmons? You have a long tongue.
Do you think I have a long tongue?
You have said that you have a large tongue.
I have a large tongue. Oh. Like a
like
fat
girthy?
Tongue. Yeah, very girthy.
So very different than Gene's tongue.
Yeah, I'm like the guy that constantly bites my tongue because it's too big for my mouth.
Can we see it? Can you put it out real quick?
I don't want
to
see
just
it.
Just show Danny, it to me.
Can you let HR know that I did not willingly do this?
I want to see it.
You want to see my tongue?
Yeah.
How girthy it is?
Well, just...
I don't know if it's going to really show the girth. Like, I don't know if, like how that works. But I'll flex it for you.
Okay, wait, you're going to flex your tongue?
I don't know if I can.
I bet you can.
And I'm nervous. Now, like, I'm...
Now he can't perform.
Now I'm insecure. It's too much pressure. It's too early. It's cold.
Let's see it.
It's cold. It's not going to be it's not gonna be a game... Whatever. Here's my freaking tongue.
It looks normal.
Yeah. It's a tongue.
And you're no Gene Simmons.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, maybe I assumed...
Maybe Steve will show off his tongue on Friday when we're at Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday in Everett. We're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena seeing Brent and Zach from Shinedown, the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Steve's tongue.
Mm.
There's even a pre-party happening at Tony V's in Everett, 21 and up. But please come by before the show and hang with the men's room. They're going to be broadcasting live.
I bet I've heard Thrill has a long tongue. Are you going to ask him about it?
Maybe we should have a tongue contest.
See who has the bigger tongue from the Steves on the station?
A tongue off?
A tongue off. I'm into it. All right. Get your tickets and more info at KISW.com.
Wow.
Oh, I assumed.
Many of us are feeling that holiday spirit. And Danny, last night you got to go do something quite festive. Is that right?
Gotta go.
Oh, my God. Santa here? I know him. I know him.
I had to go see Elf, guys.
Yes.
How was it? It was quite awesome, actually. I thought it was I had never seen like a more kid. Like, I felt like it was supposed to be geared towards kids, but then there was also some like adult jokes thrown in. So it was interesting to see at the Fifth Ave Theater.
And were there a lot of children in attendance, or was it more adults?
There were definitely a lot of children in attendance. There was a whole field trip.
So what was the worst word that was said?
The bitchy was used.
Oh.
Ass.
What about bitch ass?
They did not do that one. There was a lot of like, I think there's like stupid and like all that kind of, and I was like, interesting.
Is it pretty true to the movie?
No. I mean, yes. There are like the same kind of jokes. Like, of course, you're going to get the I know him, like that kind of stuff. But like they changed the story around, so like there's not like a Papa Elf in it. Spoiler alert. Oh. Yeah, they take different characters out and whatnot. But I mean, all in all, it's just my favorite part about going to the Fifth Ave Theater during Christmas time is that Santa and Mrs. Claus are out front, and you get to take a picture with them.
I saw the picture you posted, and first of all, happy belated birthday to your girlfriend.
Yep,
happy birthday, Linda. That was awesome. But Mrs. Claus. It looked like he was robbing the cradle. She looked very young.
She kind of was.
Maybe she's getting Botox.
Or maybe he just ditched old Mrs. Claus and found like a newer, younger Mrs. Claus.
Traded her in for a newer model?
I'm not saying Mrs. Claus looks ancient. I mean, I think I don't think she'd be offended that I think Mrs. Claus looks pretty young.
It was also pretty funny, too, because when we went to take our picture, he, like, grabbed Lynn's hands to, like, hold her
trying to find a new Mrs. Claus.
And I was like, I went to go put my arm around Mrs. Claus, and she's like, oh, no, we're holding hands. She, like, corrected me, and I was like, is Santa gonna, like, get angry if I put my arm around you, Mrs. Claus?
So they made you hold her hand?
Yeah, like, just, I mean, kind of like, it was this weird pose. I don't even know how to explain it.
Do you think Santa and Mrs. Claus are swingers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, especially at the Fifth Ave Theater.
around this time of the year, Santa's busy with all the elves.
Mm.
He's getting a little lonely.
Yeah.
Having some mulled wine.
So we learned, though, there's bad words in it. You know what's the funny thing is? I've seen Elf, the play. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, at the Fifth Avenue Theater?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I had to, like, go on my Facebook to try and find it, and I did, like, a search on my pictures. It was my second year anniversary with my wife. We're about to hit our 15th anniversary.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't even think my wife would remember. I bet she doesn't even remember going to it.
Well, I will say that the play, they do update it for the times. Like, so there's, like, more contemporary jokes put in there, and there is a 6-7 joke, and I swear to God, that entire theater lost its mind. And I was like, okay, what... Come on, guys. We don't need a 6-7 joke, do we?
Santa Claus say bitch?
No, but you can say 6-7.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
So, scale of 1 to 10.
I would go with a solid 8.
That's good enough for me.
Go get your Christmas on.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of Christmas, it is the season of giving, of course, and Coats for Kids is what we are all about this time of year. And the goal, we want to put $50,000 worth of brand new winter jackets on local children in need. And I know we've been getting closer and closer by the minute to $20,000, yes. Steve.
We are just a little over $500 away from hitting $20,000 raised, which is getting us closer and closer to that $50,000 goal, thanks to an anonymous donation that just came in of $200.
That is amazing. And we love our Rockaholics so much for what you do for the community this time of year. So head over to KISW.com and you can make a donation too.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and definitely one of the stranger stories in the world of football. And there's always strange stories, but we've got Phillip Rivers coming back after being retired for 5 years.
He's 44. He's a grandpa. But you know what? The Indianapolis Colts do not have a quarterback right now. They're all injured or hurt or struggling or whatever's going on over there. So Philip Rivers just showed up to practice today, and he quite possibly could be playing this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
Did a press conference, and of course people are asking about his age and being back, and here he is talking about it earlier this morning.
I know it is tough, and I know 5 years is a long time. Believe me, that weighed on me a lot.
He sounds like a grandpa, too.
He does, man.
it being so long. But it also is a game I played a long time and stayed in over the last 5 years. And I know high school ball is different, but staying involved in the game. And I watch the Colts and the Chargers every Sunday, about every snap. And I watch about every game there is. And I know that's not NFL preparing, playing quarterback. I know that's a far stretch from that. But
again, now I'm waiting for him to go, I played Madden. And I know that's different, but I've been playing Madden.
I've got this.
It's not like I just kind of shut football down and I'm, you know, trying to pick it back up. I've been pretty... Still been very into it since I've been gone. But,
you know, honestly, if he wasn't playing the Seahawks, I would definitely be watching this game rooting for him.
Yes. But, I mean, it is a wild, great story.
Yeah.
But we're trying to destroy you on Sunday.
Yeah, I want to see Leonard Williams eat you alive. I'm sorry.
The big atmospheric river we are experiencing is continuing to soak us in western Washington and northwest Oregon. There are more than 24 rivers that are in flood stage. Roads are closed. People are getting evacuated and sent home from work. Rescues have been taking place all across the region. Some of the major rivers that are dealing with these big floods are Snoqualmie, Snohomish, and Skykomish. And another round of heavy rain is expected later this week that could make things even worse.
Kraken back on the ice tonight. Hopefully they don't make things worse because I think they're in the middle of a 6-game losing streak.
It could get worse.
It quite possibly could get worse. You're right. Taking on the Los Angeles Kings, it's happening over at Climate Pledge Arena. As far as weather, we're in the high of 56 degrees. Like you mentioned, we're in the middle of a flood watch. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack. The Daily Mix
Show. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.